And the Miracle Man is here with us. Yes, Bill Leibowitz, who is a lawyer. Good morning, William. How are you doing?
Good morning, Mark. How are you? Thanks for having me.
All right. What kind of miracles have you performed?
Not too many, unfortunately, but Bobby Austin in my book, he performs enough for the both of us, so I'm happy about that.
How did you meet him?
Well, of course, he's a fictional character, and as you know, the book chronicles his saga. He's the greatest genius in human history, and his intelligence is so incredible that he makes Albert Einstein look like a dummy. We're talking about 10 times Einstein's intelligence. And Bobby becomes a real-life superhero because he devotes this intelligence to finding cures for diseases. But while you might think that would make him the most popular guy in the world, it doesn't. He has a lot of foes, and the book, you know, deals with that in the plot and, you know, creates the drama and all that kind of thing.
So, a miracle man just really doesn't exist except in your mind, huh?
Unfortunately, this is true, but hopefully maybe there's one out there somewhere. We can only hope, particularly if he uses, you know, this incredible gift he has for doing good, curing diseases, because as we know, Big Pharma hasn't cured any in about 60 years or whatever, so we need a miracle man to do it.
Yeah, it seems like to me most of the medical world just produces drugs. They're not looking to cure anything. They're just easing your pain somehow. But anyway, why did you decide to write all of a sudden? Lawyers that I know almost always do something else. I guess it's a form of relaxation for one thing, right?
Yeah, and it's great to do something completely different. You know, lawyers, they're always dealing with the, you know, business and the rational world, and to let your imagination go and be creative and try to tell a story which has certain spiritual and humanistic undercurrents to it, but, you know, within an entertaining context, it's great to step out of the box and do something away from what you normally do. So it's actually been, for me, really one of the most rewarding things that I've done, because just doing what you do every day, you know, that's what you do for a living. It's kind of a craft, but it's not challenging, shall we say.
Yeah. How is your book being received at this point?
Well, actually, I'm really gratified. It won a Best Thriller National Award this year, and the reviews have been outstanding. And what I find amazing with a lot of the readers who email me is how they've sort of taken this lead character, Bob Austin, really into their hearts. I mean, they love him, and they the way some of the readers talk about him, it's like he's a member of the family. So they have been really overwhelming in their appreciation of it all, and they're calling for a sequel, which I am beginning to sketch out. But, you know, what makes it great is when you create fictional characters who then become real to people and have a certain importance to people, you know, that is a fabulous feeling. And so I'm surprised by it and very, very happy about it.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that one day, if this becomes very, 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 very successful, that you may give up going to the courtrooms and handling situations in law, or will you do both?
Well, actually, I never go to court. I'm the kind of, those are litigators. I'm the kind of lawyer who really is, I pretty much do contracts and negotiate deals. I'm really a business lawyer for entertainers. So thank goodness I don't have to spend time in court. I like what I do, you know, and I like dealing with clients and helping creative people. So I don't think I'd really want to give that up, but I certainly would love to have more time to write. So this book is doing well. If it were to continue to do well and go on from there, it certainly would be great to be able to, you know, spend a few hours a day writing, because it is satisfying. I must admit, it's very very gratifying that way.
Now, what kind of activities? I mean, how do I phrase this? When you're working with celebrities, whatever their form of entertainment may be, what kind of things do you do for them? You're setting up contracts with clubs
not clubs so much, but most of my work has been with music personalities. So, you know, their record deals, their publishing contracts, their merchandise contracts, certain touring things, copyright matters that they have, helping them organize their business, dealing with their agents, their managers. There's a lot to do, and the worst thing is when creative people get too bogged down in the business, because then they spend their time unproductively, because they should spend their time on doing what they do best, which is the creative. But also, quite frankly, they rarely have the skill and experience, and so they can gum things up pretty badly or fall into the wrong hands. So you kind of are protecting their interests and trying to maximize their income and what's important to them.
That is for sure. And so many horror stories. Joe Louis, way back with boxing, the Creedence Quarterly.
Revival
story, you know, so they need guys like you, that's for sure, because a guy learns to play a guitar, sing a song, and he doesn't have a clue about business for the most part. There, Paul Anka, for instance, a whole different bag. But anyway, Bob Austin is the subject here, and it's taken off, The Miracle Man, available at Amazon and all of those places, I presume.
Yeah, Amazon, paperback, and ebook, and also Barnes & Noble Nook. And if people want to read some reviews, see a cool flash video, and get a synopsis of the book, they can go to miraclemanbook.com, and hopefully that will whet their appetite to give it a read.
All right, Bill. Thank you very much, and maybe I will talk about book number two one day.
Well, that would be fantastic. Thank you so much for having me on the show. I really appreciate it, Mark.
You bet. It was fun. Bill Leibowitz here this morning, and his book is called The Miracle Man. It's out there now, and as he said, you can get a little sample at miraclemanbook.com.
Hello, my name is...